Welcome to the Hangout. I'm your host, Sam.
And I'm your second host, Derek.
This is a show where we talk about our life in Nebraska. Not many people remember Nebraska. Like, I've heard stories of people from Nebraska going to New York or Los Angeles, and people there ask them if we still have outhouses here in Nebraska.
Fun fact,
and I'm just I'm just like, we're not living in the 1800s. Like, we are a civilized state. We are civilized human beings.
Fun fact, we are the number one state with indoor plumbing.
Yeah, we have more indoor plumbing than any other state. Yeah. No, we're only 13 years old, and we're still in 8th grade. We just wanted to make this podcast for fun because we kind of got bored with our lives. And we just got a snow day today. We're starting this on a snow day. And it's not December, and it's like the past week we've had pretty nice weather, and we just suddenly got a snow day. And I find that fascinating because, like,
Nebraska weather can change. Yeah,
Nebraska weather is unpredictable. We seriously should not have a forecast. They should take that away. There's no point. It's never right.
Today is the 26th of November, and, like,
2 days before Thanksgiving.
Yay. It's supposed to snow from, like, it started at, like, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to go all the way till 11 p.m. And it was 100% chance the whole time.
Yeah, and right now it's 1:13 p.m. It's just, Nebraska weather is really just so unpredictable. It could be, like, the 28th of June. The forecast says 80 degrees, but
we could get snow.
Like, seriously, you have to be prepared for everything here. There's really no predicting what the weather's going to be like. We really just wanted to start this podcast because, like I said before, we're just really kind of bored with our lives, and we wanted to do something important. Like, I don't know about Derek, but I know I want to do so many things with my life, and if I want to do all of that, I figured, well, hey, I'm just going to start at 13.
So, going on with boredom with our lives and, like, wanting to do with our life, we started writing a book.
Yeah. Go ahead and explain it. It's called Powerless. It follows this 13-year-old boy. In this book, the world has, like, powerful people, and it also has normal people, and they're, like, powerful families, and this boy, Garen, was born in a,
powerful family.
He was born in a powerful family, but he had no powers, so he's powerless, and he goes on a journey with his friend, Axel, to find out
why he doesn't have powers.
And here, I'll read you the first paragraph of the, book. Hi, I'm Garen, and I'm powerless. I'm never team captain for any sport. I never get to lead any groups on any type of trip. I never get a say in anything I do. But most importantly, I was literally born powerless. For those of you who don't know, some families are born powerful. Some people have powers. You get these biologically. My family is powerful. My dad, my mom, my brother, my older sister, my younger sister, my even younger sister, and my youngest sister. Sorry. Are all powerful. I'm not. I'm powerless. So that's like the first paragraph
of our book, and it's practically summarizing why he doesn't have powers, and we're eventually going to make it a series.
And then when we're done with this series, we're going to make a spin-off series of a different family with different types of powers. So that's kind of just our book, and that's what we're doing right now. But moving on to school drama, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
It's annoying.
Yeah. There's no point in, like, dating in middle school. It's so stupid.
It's useless. There's, like, it doesn't really count. Some people have opinions. That's my opinion. I just think it doesn't count.
Yeah, dating in middle school does not count for sure. I feel like middle schoolers just don't have, you know, they don't really know
what they're not fully mature.
They don't know what dating truly is. They think they know. I know one girl, not gonna name any names. She just does it for attention. She does it for drama. She likes the attention. She wants to be super popular, and she's so annoying. Again, not gonna name any names, but you know, it's just really annoying, and I don't know, I just really hate it. It's Thanksgiving in 2 days.
In 2 days, yeah. We're just wondering what you're thankful for.
You go first. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family because they do everything for me. And I'm also thankful for, like, friends because they're there for me. And I don't know what to do.
I'm thankful for my family. They do so much for me. And they care about me so much. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to write this book. And for the opportunity to create this podcast. So now we're just gonna answer some random questions to give you guys, you know, a better idea.
I'll ask them to you.
We're gonna give you guys a better idea of our lives and stuff. Okay.
Would you like to be famous? If yes, what would you want to be famous for? If no, why not?
We just had this conversation the other day.
Yeah.
I don't want to be famous necessarily for the fame. If I was going just to give a simple answer for this question, it would be yes, I do want to be famous. No, not for the fame. Not for the sake of being famous or being recognized. I don't care about that. I want it to give people, you know, just like, I want them to care about us. Because, like, we still have lives too. Like, again, nobody really remembers Nebraska. And I want to give, you know, I want to, you know, like, I want to make sure people care about, you know, the lives in Wyoming and South Dakota and North Dakota and Nebraska and Iowa and Montana and Alaska. They all have super low populations and everybody forgets about them. And I want people to care more. Because people care, like, here's a perfect example. People care so much about, like, the wildfires in California. But actually, earlier this year in 2019, Nebraska had very severe floods. Like, flooded entire cities and people had to evacuate. And it was so bad. There was another part of the question. What was it?
If yes, what would you want to be famous for?
I guess this podcast, the book we're writing. I've always wanted to be an actor when I grow up. So.
Next question.
Yeah, next question.
What is the best thing to do on a cold winter day?
Well, it is kind of a cold winter day right now. It's not necessarily that cold outside, it's just snowing. And yes, for those of you who don't get snow where you live, yes, it can snow and it does not have to be cold. And on a cold winter day, this, hanging out with family and stuff, family and friends, and doing what you enjoy without, you know, any interruptions.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Which historical figure wins the award for being most hardcore?
Oh, no. I don't know. I really don't.
Skip.
George Washington was pretty
cool.
Bad.
Hardcore.
ASS.
Hardcore.
Pretty bad. Yeah, he was hardcore. He was a leading general in the Revolutionary War, and he was also pretty dang good soldier in the French and Indian War, and he was the first president, and he was pretty cool, man.
Next question. If you were given $5,000 to give to the most amount of happiness to... Wait. If you were given $5,000 to give the most amount of happiness to the most amount of people, what would you do?
That's a confusing question.
Skip it.
I would make the people happy. Because that's the point of the question, right? Like,
yeah.
If you were given $5,000 to make
people happy,
to make everybody happy, what would I do? Well, I mean, I would give it to the people.
Next question.
Yeah.
What's the scariest?
Go back to that question.
I already skipped. Well, to the next question.
Okay, but I guess I would put up shelters for homeless people, yeah. And I would get food for them. That's what I would do.
Okay. What's the scariest non-horror movies? Or movie?
Scariest non-horror movie. Tinkerbell is pretty frightening to me. Seriously. Like, what is that? Tiny little bug-sized people that fly around and they're born from your laughter? That's creepy. That's not okay.
Talk about some of the interesting people you have met while traveling.
I don't know. Have I met, like, I met this, okay, so I have this family reunion that we go on every 5 years on my mom's side of the family, and we go somewhere called Fort Robinson in Nebraska. It's in the Panhandle. So I shut up, Derek. We go on this, every time we're up there, we go on this Jeep ride. And when my family was on this Jeep ride, there were two other people, and they didn't look very old. I think they said they were in their 70s, but they're already great-grandparents, and they're only 70. I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, my great-grandmother was 84 when I was born, and they had, I think the woman said she was like 70 something. I don't really know. She was 70 something with an 11-year-old great granddaughter, and I was 0 when my great grandmother was 84, so I found that to be pretty young for a great grandparent. I found that interesting. And yeah, I guess that's the most interesting person I've met.
Okay. What's the biggest waste of money you've seen?
Oh, geez. There's so many examples. I can't really
list one or two.
I guess I've seen
people waste.
I mean, I don't know.
Skip.
I know I've seen multiple examples of huge waste of money. I just can't think of one off the top of my head.
Next question. What happens more often than you'd like?
When I talk, I hesitate, and I feel like I've been doing that throughout this podcast. I just kind of, like, I pause. I know what I'm going to say next. I just think in my head that I have no idea what I'm going to say next, even though I do know what I'm going to say next. So that happens so often. I pause when I shouldn't.
Okay. What is your dream job, and what makes it so amazing?
Acting. And people don't understand why acting is my dream job. It's either acting or oncology.
What's oncology?
Oncology is you're a doctor when you're an oncologist. It's the study of tumors. And I want to be an oncologist because it would help so many people. And my grandma died. Okay, so here's a little story, kind of. Not really, but okay. So my dad's mom died 4 years before I was born. So I never got to meet her, and I really wish I could have. She was taken by cancer, so that's why I want to be an oncologist, because it would help people. I could help people, like my grandma. So here's the story part about this. My grandma died, and my grandpa actually already knew this woman that is Derek's
My grandma.
Yeah, so and she lost her husband
to a heart attack.
And they already knew each other, and they started dating, and they got married. And actually, they got married a month before I was born, and 2 months before Derek was born, which makes us step cousins.
Okay.
Which is why we're doing this podcast together. Wait, I didn't explain acting.
Go ahead and explain it.
So, I've always wanted to be acting, and people don't understand that. I love to act because you get to be other... Someone else. You get to become someone else, and you get to... you get to become someone else, and you get to understand them. You could become someone, like a person you don't like, and when you become that person, you understand them better. Like, you get to understand them, and you get have more sympathy for them. I just think it's really cool to be able to understand people.
We only have 12 minutes left, okay? Go to 32. Okay, we're fine. Okay, if you had to replace your hands with something other than hands or claws, what would you put on the ends of your arm? The ends of your arms.
Oh, one would be a fork, and one would be...
A spoon.
Tongs.
How would you eat soup?
Tongs. I chose tongs because you could use the tongs to pick up a spoon or a knife and pick up anything you want. And one would be a fork because I love to eat food. I think everyone loves to eat food.
Okay. Next question. What behaviors make you think a person is creepy?
When they talk kind of like this, and they have no emotion, and they're quiet and secluded. You know, that's something that I find real creepy. Goth type of people, they just have this creepy vibe. Okay, that was my last question. Now it's time to ask you
questions. My question.
Okay. How many questions did I do?
At least 7.
Oh, probably like 12. When was the last best... When was the last / best time that someone said they thought you could... Okay, this is kind of a weird question. When was the last / best time that someone said something they thought you couldn't hear or understand, but you could?
When someone started talking behind my back. Was my best friend. I'm not going to name any names.
I know.
Yeah, Sam knows, but they talked about my behind my back, told people to not be friends with me because I don't know why. But I'm like, wow, this person I thought was my best friend and he treated me like crap. And it like, makes me like wonder, why would people be best friends with you if they're going to just treat you like crap?
Okay, if you suddenly became a master at woodworking, what would you make?
Probably, wooden toys that I could give to, like, kids. I don't know.
Okay, toilet paper, under or over?
Definitely over.
Yeah, I have an opinion on this. My family likes it under, but I just find that so weird.
Creepy.
It is so much easier when it's over. It's so much easier to grab. Like when it's under, you have to like roll it out and stuff.
Yeah. So I like funny thing. When it's under, it means like it doesn't want to work with you. When it's over, it means it's going with you and it wants to help you.
When was the last time you slept more than 9 hours? Well, it was not last night.
It was not last night because we were up to like 1 o'clock in the morning. Probably over summer break because when school started, I had to go to bed at like, I would try to go to bed at least at 10 o'clock. Wait, 10, 11. Not over 9 hours, because now I get only 9 hours of sleep, and I don't know, probably over summer break.
If you went into a coma and woke up in the year 2120, what would be the first thing you would want to know? This is 100 years in the future.
2120, 100 years. What is the biggest? Wait, no. Who did Trump build his wall? That would be the biggest question.
When did he?
No, did Trump build his
wall? Oh, did he? Well, that's kind of a weird thing you wanted to know, but okay. What small, seemingly insignificant decision had a massive impact on your life?
I don't get that one.
What did you think was a small, tiny decision, but it had a big impact on your life?
I don't really know. Well, wanting to create the podcast. Well, no. I don't really know. Skip it. I don't really have an answer.
What are some small things that make your day better?
Waking up in the morning. Getting to eat food. That definitely makes it better.
What is deeply unsettling? Like, what do you think is, like, uncomfortable to watch or see or hear? Like, it's unsettling.
It makes me uncomfortable when people talk about suicide. Because, like, it's a horrible thing to talk about.
Do you prefer summer or winter activities?
Probably summer.
I prefer summer. I love to swim.
I like to swim.
Where did you go last weekend, and what did you do?
Last weekend? I think. Was it like 2 weeks ago, or this Tuesday?
Last, so Tuesday. Just Sunday and Saturday.
Okay, Saturday we started our book. Sunday we started our book. And then Saturday, I just cleaned my house. I didn't go anywhere.
We stayed home?
I stayed home and cleaned the house with my family for Thanksgiving.
And we just kind of played our Xbox a lot.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive thing you've broken?
Most expensive thing I've broken? I almost broke the toilet. I don't know how, though.
Well, you didn't break it, though. You almost broke it.
Almost broke it. I
guess I'll count it.
Well, I don't know if this would count, but we had to have a wooden door in our kitchen. I slammed it open, and it, like, cracked all over the inside. Well, not cracked in the inside, but it cracked the shell of it, so it's, like, not shattered, but, like, really bad. And then I also broke the faucet outside.
What did you believe for way too long as a child?
I don't know. Skip.
If you could have a video of any one event in your life, what event would you choose? I know what I would choose.
What?
A solar eclipse.
That was a good one. I like that one. I like the solar eclipse, but I would want to see my first birthday to see what I did on my first birthday.
What chapters would you separate your autobiography into?
So I would separate it early life for like the first four chapters, and then like accomplishments. So it's like similar to what we had to do in seventh grade, which is our POP.
Which means people of the past.
We had to write a speech about someone that passed away. So I would have it be about early life, then accomplishments, then like, I don't know, early life accomplishments, practically just like that.
Why do people expect a universe full of randomness to be fair?
I don't get that one.
Who's famous for their talent, but really shouldn't be?
Probably people that can eat food really fast.
I think,
people with long fingernails.
That's not a talent.
Well, it's not necessarily a talent, but why do they go on to be in this world?
I would say maybe, like, Ariana Grande.
Jeez.
Or Taylor Swift. They can sing pretty when you well. They can sing when you put their voice in auto-tune, but they cannot sing. Like, actually sing. So how often do you dance? Silly, ironic, dancing counts.
Not really ever, because I don't like to dance.
Not even, like, stupid dance?
Not really.
What can you talk all day about? Well, I have my
food.
Answer. I could talk, like, this all day to you guys.
I could also do that. On a podcast. But I would want to talk about food all day, because I like food.
What was the best time period of your life? What do you think will be the best time period of your entire life in the future?
Probably the best is middle school like section, because it's like where you become like learn about yourself more.
And what do you think will be the best?
I think the best will be like when I'm like older, like when I start a job. Like, another thing that me and Sam want to do is create gameplay.
Oh.
We need to talk about
so
that.
So, gameplay is an idea like I had. I've had this idea for years now. But it's a place where there's, like, three main sections. Xbox, PC, and PS4. PlayStation. So, you could, like, go there for a cheap price, and you could get, like, a year membership for, like,
$20.
$60 to $70 a year. And the reason it's so low is because I want to make it for people who cannot afford, like, expensive, like, consoles and games. So I really want to make that.
Okay, next question.
Do you think aliens exist?
No.
Okay, I think that's enough questions. We will be back tomorrow, and I think on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Which will be Black Friday. We are going to have a guest on our show. So you'll find out who that is when the time comes.
Okay.
So thank you for listening to our podcast. It's our first ever podcast.
Hopefully
we hope that we get to just talk about random stuff like this and just, you know, whenever we want. And we hope that people will actually listen. So thank you to whoever listened to this, which is probably no one. But I guess see you guys tomorrow on the Hangout.